News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
Apparently, you're going to need to have a public services card to apply for a passport or a driving licence in Ireland from this autumn. Now, the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Pascal Donoghue, says, and quote, it is not and will not be compulsory for citizens to get this card. However, privacy campaigners have expressed concern that the plan represents the introduction of a national ID card by stealth. So, is this legal? Joining us now to discuss it is Dara O'Brien, he's Managing Director of Castlebridge Data Protection and Data Governance Consultant. Good morning, Dara.
Good morning.
Why are you concerned by this?
Well, the reason there's a concern in this is that the creation of this national identity card is being done by stealth without appropriate debate and transparency. One of the reasons there's a concern around it is the amount of sharing of data that has to happen between various government departments to allow this card to exist is quite large. And that sharing requires a basis in primary legislation, and B, it requires under EU law that we are told about this in advance. There was a court case in October 2015 called the Barr ruling, and the European Court of Justice, which made it clear that for public sector agencies sharing data between themselves, they needed to actually communicate the fact that that sharing was taking place.
But surely that sharing of data is taking place all the time.
Yes.
Like, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes, and that's why it makes sense to make sure that the sharing has an appropriate legal basis, and that that the state agencies who are doing the sharing are complying with European data protection law. Because if the sharing is important and the sharing has a valid purpose and then is valuable to the state and valuable to the citizen, then surely it should be put on the strongest foundation possible by making sure it's being done in the most transparent and appropriate way.
But the government already have a sort of a framework on this sharing of data, like for the Criminal Assets Bureau legislation, which was introduced 21 years ago now. It entitled Revenue and Social Welfare and Gardaí and all the stakeholders to share data and information about people who are potential targets.
Which was sharing of data for the purpose of the investigation, detection and prevention of crime, which is allowed for under the Data Protection Act. This is more broad-scale, blanket sharing of data on a mass basis. The European Court of Justice ruled in 2014 that sharing of data and processing of data by anyone, let alone the state, must be both necessary and proportionate for the purposes which the processing is taking place. That was in the case where a European directive on mass surveillance was struck down, on retention of phone records was struck down, because it was neither necessary nor proportionate based on the information that was provided.
So why is the government reluctant to do something about this, to actually enshrine it in law and make it just above board? What's the difficulty?
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask the government that question. But what the government is looking to do is to introduce an umbrella data sharing bill to give carte blanche for state agencies to share data on a broad basis. That's an attempt to get around the requirement under the Data Protection Act, under EU law, to have a clear statutory basis for sharing. And done right, it might be a very good thing. However, there's an incredible risk of scope creep, and there's an incredible lack of controls and transparency in that legislation as well, which is before an Oireachtas committee tomorrow. The Data Protection Commissioner has already raised concerns around the risk of scope creep in relation to this type of legislation. And going back to the ruling from Romania, the European Court of Justice case, it still means and has a requirement that people need to be told about what's happening with their data and the sharing of their data.
Okay, but that's one side. But society, doesn't it, have a right? It has a natural right to protect itself. And that's like, we have driving licences. They've become more an ID device than they were before, when you only had just people's names on it. Now you have a photograph. I think your PPS number's on it. You know, there's identity fraud. There's people impersonating rackets in general elections, which undermines democracy. There are people, huge fraud involving social welfare fraud. We do need to know who our people are and find out where they are and what they're doing.
And in terms of that argument, that's fine. In that case, if it's necessary and proportionate, the state needs to make the argument and needs to make sure that an ID card system is put on an appropriate statutory basis that is compliant with the relevant legislation. In terms of social welfare fraud, the Controller Auditor General's figures on social welfare fraud don't match the headlines we have at the moment. There is a larger percentage of error in the Department of Social Protection in relation to the processing of claims and decisions being taken. And the root cause of that isn't fraud. The root cause of that is training in the Department of Social Protection, leading to data quality problems.
Okay, just very finally, the Minister for Public Expenditure, Pascal Dunne, who told the Irish Times this morning that given the increase in acts of terrorism over the last several years, every democratic country, he says, should be obliged to deploy the most robust means of authenticated travel across borders that it has available. It's not, he says, and will not be compulsory to have a PSC, a public service card.
In that case, if a democratic country is required to have it, then one of the key processes of a democratic country is to allow for the debate and discussion of what is essentially a large change in the philosophy and approach of the state.
Okay.
And in relation then to it not being mandatory, if you require it in order to get a driver's license, in order to get to work, or to get a passport in order to go on holidays with your family, then it is mandatory, even if the state is pretending otherwise.
Okay. Dara O'Brien, Managing Director of Castlebridge Data Protection, thank you for joining us. Now, we did contact the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform on this issue this morning, and a spokesperson told us that it is not and will not, to echo those words of the Minister, it will not be compulsory to have a public service card. However, the government, he says, has an obligation to deploy the most robust means of online and physical identity verification possible to ensure that it is doing all it can to reduce fraud and the risk of identity theft in the delivery of public services.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.